everyone, and welcome to the Alara Canfield Show, the Awakened Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today, and I'm so excited that my good friend Marlene is here with us today. Marlene Johnson is here, and we're going to be talking about angelic house cleansing and what that looks like and what that means. And so for those of you who don't know, we're going to be doing a protective boundary process. We're going to be raising the vibration of your house. We're going to be doing live Q&A and much more. I think I mentioned right before we went live that we're going to be doing a process with water. So definitely have a glass or a bottle of water nearby handy. And you can hit star 2 to raise your hand to work with Marlene one-on-one, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. So definitely please do. We already have some hands raised. We already have some questions on the Q&A, so that's fantastic. And for those of you who don't know Marlene, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. So Magical Marlene is what people call her. Against all odds, she amazingly survived a very abusive childhood, which left her with severe anxiety attacks and depression. And many attempts were made against her life, but her angel stepped in and saved her. Gifted by Source, guided by her angel since birth, she's able to speak directly to the heavens and receive messages and channel them when guided to do so. On many occasions, angels have appeared to her physically through dreams or taking on a human form, then disappearing before her eyes. She has been carried up to heaven and spoke with God, and some call her an earth angel with a very powerful gift. And many amazing angelic stories that she can tell you about, but she says that since being sprinkled with gold and golden stars, her life has drastically changed. She was cured of the anxiety and depression, woke with the ability to speak miracles into existence. And to date, Marlene has assisted over 13,000 people from all over the world. Her mission is to reach as many people as Source creates. When working with Marlene, she will dive right into the root of your issues and quickly delete them at the subconscious level. Using her magical tools as directed by Source, your life will transform so you can thrive. And there are many beautiful testimonials that you can read below on the special offer page, which you can get to later on. But Marlene is one of the world's top healers and highly sought after by Global Summits, TV, and radio shows. And when you're blessed to have her enter your life, start thanking the heavens because she is the real deal. So I'm so excited that Marlene is here with us today. And I have to tell you, you know, Marlene was on our show last season. And, you know, before that, she's been been in this Tarot Summit world for a long time, and so we've spoken quite a bit. And even before we got our current apartment, I had talked to Marlene, and she had, you know, done some of her magic, and it was really funny how everything just happened as if by magic. So it was like really, really, really fun. So please open up your hearts, open up your minds, and help me in welcoming Marlene to the show. Marlene, welcome.
Oh, hi, Alara, once again. This is a awesome privilege to be here today to share this, especially this month. We are coming into Halloween, so that's why I chose this topic for this call today. It's going to be a magical journey.
Yay, beautiful. So, you know, there's so much to talk about this, the angelic house cleansing, and, you know, talking about spirits, talking about entities, and all that kind of stuff with regards to your space and where you live and how they can affect you. So do you want to tell us a little bit about why it would be necessary for us to have an angelic house cleansing? Like, why do we need a house cleansing to begin with?
Well, first of all, I believe that each one of us, okay, wants to have our self, first of all, in, you know, the highest vibration possible, mm-hmm. and, you know, live in joy and peace, you know, and harmony, where things just flow into our lives, and why not? And then when you, you know, have a home or a land, you know, you would like to go there, and that will be your sacred space. And to me, I feel like, why would you want to be in a space where it's full of, you know, negative energy and entities? It's not peaceful. You know, I deal with thousands of people each day, and they all have different things happening in their life. And, you know, 99.9% of the time, it is from the dark world. affecting their lives. Mm-hmm. So we want to come today and we want to assist everybody in removing this stuff out of your life. And, everybody on the planet should keep their house cleansed. That's why I'm bringing this right here today.
That's beautiful. And you're right. It's absolutely necessary to, keep our space as well as our own energy field clear of any negativity or any toxins or any entities. So can you tell us, because some people may not know, what is an entity in your opinion?
Okay. An entity is certainly not an angel, okay? An angel, if you experience angels, you will feel, joy and peace, right? An mm-hmm. entity, you will feel cold, scared, fearful, nightmares and delay in your life, money problems, fighting, sicknesses. Some people experience actually being attacked by them,
Mm-hmm.
So the difference is light and darkness, high vibration, low vibration. You have a low boundary, portals are open, that way the entities will come in. Sometimes people are experiencing like really bad smells suddenly or mm-hmm. Things being moved around in their home, being lost,
Yeah.
So that action is poltergeist if your stuff is moving around,
mm-hmm.
or disappearing. Yeah. That's poltergeist entities. There are different ones. There's some from the air that come through, TV, neighbors, areas that you live in, the electrical grids, stuff like that. There are cell phone towers. Your cell phone, your emails, things like that. That's coming through the air. I call them air spirits, okay? There's water spirits that come under the homes. So, we want to clear that. If you're smart, you will recognize negative activity. You'll say, mm-hmm. this is not right. If it's angelic, it's beautiful, peaceful. You come into your home and you're like, oh, it feels so great in here. So that's basically the difference, to explain it better for everybody.
And I have to say that, right before this call started, I mean, I was perfectly fine. And then right before this call, before I came on, I suddenly got really cold, and my throat started acting funny, so it seems to have gotten a bit better now, right? But it's like, interesting, because I was fine, so this is not mine, so this is something else interfering. And because sometimes when we have conversations like this, there can be some interference, right?
Definitely. Like an energetic, frequency that they're trying to just, steal our focus.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want us to have joy and peace and positive mindset. So they'll do different stuff, such as that suddenly make you cold. So your focus is on I'm cold, mm-hmm. instead of I'm joyful, we're all like on this call. So before we go any further, if the phone line drops on either end, we will get back on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And that's electronic entities. So,
perfect. And so we are going to be taking caller questions and trying to answer them the best we can. With 2 minutes per person, you can't always do everything in 2 minutes, right?
Yeah, we can do our best we can. If people on the call are experiencing anything in their life, sudden loss, fighting, divorce, separation, sudden pain, illness, coldness, feeling like somebody's staring at you, stuff missing. These are the people that source drew here today. Some of these entities are a little sly,
mm-hmm.
They try and sneak in. And then they get worse as time goes on. So everybody on this call, you know, be aware of this, okay? So if you feel anything uneasy, you know, even if it's in you or on you, that needs to be cleared.
Mm-hmm. So how can we do that really quickly, even before we get started with the call, really?
Okay, so what we're going to do first, and I will start the protective boundary process, first of all. Everybody that's on the call and replay, the energy is going to work, and it's going to amp up even higher and higher and higher, and it gets stronger as I do this. So be aware that you may experience some, you know, sudden pain because the entity is leaving, okay? Sudden chills, sudden heat, sudden tingles. Some people may even, during the call, experience a healing. That has happened a lot too. So let's just begin now. We are going to ground everybody into my 24 karat gold energy right now. Wow, yes. And I'm going to call in sunshine energy right now. The warmth of the sun right now. The warmth of the sun. Let there be light right now and dispel all darkness, all hidden dark energies. Dispel them now. I'm calling in the angels, my angel team, my healing team. I'll call in my deliverance team right now. We're going to clear out all negative boundaries right now. Anywhere that any one of us allowed any negative energy at any time in our lives, unaware of it, we're going to clear that right now. We're going to amp that up right now. I'm calling in more angels right now to totally ground everybody into the highest vibration. Even higher and higher. We're going up into the heavenly realm right now. We're only peace and joy, laughter, love. The miraculous happens. Wow. I want you to all just close your eyes and focus upward while they're closed. Focus up. And we're going up higher into the joy vibration right now. The joy of you. The joy of experiencing miracles. Now we're going up even higher. We're going up into laughter. More laughter. Laughter. Frequency and vibration integrate now. We're going up higher into gratitude, being happy and grateful. Adding in some success, adding in power, sustaining power, adding in higher and higher vibrations right now, raising up your overall energetic vibration, giving you mental clarity right now, removing all fear. There's no fear in this space. Only love and light, joy, gratitude is allowed here in the angelic realm. Wow. We're going up even higher into what I call the bliss field now. It's totally blissful and peaceful here. We're setting a boundary now, a very powerful boundary, very powerful boundary around each and every one of us. With an angelic shield spinning that around us now into the vortex of gold, sapphires, rubies, diamonds. Adding that in now, clearing and cleansing anything that doesn't want to allow that into your field. We're clearing it now. All entities, attachments, cords, ties, strings, knots. You're leaving now. You're not allowed in this bliss field. You're not allowed in this space. We're clearing that now, and we're setting the intention that our boundary is up right now. We will no longer allow or accept anything less than love, light, joy, peace, harmony, tranquility, positive thoughts, joyful relationships, ease and flow with money. We are also running energy around your animals. We're clearing them off as well, bringing them up to the highest vibration where no entities can attach at all. They cannot locate us in this field. And let's hold that right now. And I want everybody to smile. Just smile. And allow this to integrate. Allow it to be. Allow it in. Feeling that right now as the energy is flowing really strong. You can feel it amping up right now. Some people's spines are feeling it. Back of your heads is feeling it. Some feet, some legs. Wherever the energy is needed, amp it up, angels. Clearing everything else off. Clearing it now completely. Forever. Returning their joy right now. Returning their inner peace, their inner awareness, their alert state, their joyful, blissful state, their manifesting state right now. Yeah. Clearing the crown chakra, bringing in source light energy from the heavens right down through your crown. Right down to every part of your being right now, filling your whole entire being and space around you, your auric field, with divine love and light, amped up 20 million times. Amp it up even higher and higher. Clearing it, healing it, repairing it, restoring it now. The energy field around each and every person is being cleared now. No one else is allowed in your energy field. Nothing else is allowed in your sacred space of you. Allow that. Feel it. Get excited. You may be experiencing some different energy feelings. Let them flow. Just let it happen. I release it now to be a permanent shield. Wow. I don't know about you, Alara, but I want to stay in this space.
I totally agree. Feel? Yeah. It's beautiful. So expansive, right?
Yeah. I pray everybody on this call is experiencing something unique.
Absolutely. I'm sure they are too. Yeah. So if you can write in the Q&A, let us know what you're experiencing or what you experienced during this process, that would be great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Wow.
Good.
I'm feeling the whole group's energy went from like 30. It was like about a 30, right? That's pretty low. And it's gone up. I mean, I'm talking 900.
Nice. Good. Thank you.
Yeah. So increase it, ever increasing.
Beautiful. But, wow. Yeah, you know, usually what happens with me when I have so much energy or so much such a shift on a call, I tend to not be able to speak. So Do you want to take some of the questions from callers?
Yeah, sure. I'm ready.
That'll take the pressure off of me, right?
Yeah, right.
All right. So we're going to go to the web call to Beverly. So, Beverly, I'm going to unmute you. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Do you have a question for Marlene?
Yes. I've been trying to sell my property since March. I'm not physically in the same location as my property, so it's now been empty for the last 3 months. So I'm trying to figure out, I had it listed for the last 6 months. So what do you feel is blocking the selling of the property, and what can I do to release it?
First of all, I don't know why it's echoing. Do you have your phone on speaker?
I'm on my computer.
Okay. Weird. Anyway, I'm just going to go with it. Wow. For a home, okay, first of all, there are attachments to the home between you and the home and you. That's one thing. And then two, some belief systems in the way I can see them already. Wow. Yes. And in each space, land, it doesn't matter, a home, there are what I call guardians of the property. Okay. So we have to actually do a process where, you know, I would have to go myself energetically and speak to the guardians of the home. Okay. They only allow certain energies, vibration, people to live in that space. So when you are experiencing delay in sales for your property or home, it has a lot to do with that.
So is there anything that we can do for Beverly today? I have her on mute, and then I'll unmute her in a moment.
Yeah, I am. Right now, I'm actually running the clearing energy around her right now. Yeah. But in order, honestly, in order to clear that whole entire land and space, yeah, I would have to do the angelic cleansing for that, for her and that space. So I would suggest that Beverly would opt into the package B so we can actually get that clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So how are you feeling, Beverly, after the process?
Well, at the opening process, I did have a lot of energy flowing through me. I also, at the end of the process, I saw my house kind of flying away with wings.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nice.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, it's stuck in you. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain
yeah.
people, right? But then with the attachments and all that, that's, you know, that needs to be totally cleared. So that's a long ceremony that I do myself. So I'm offering
okay.
that to you. I really want to see your, you know, life change where it's not so difficult to experience things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you
Thank
so
you, Beverly.
Much. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Alana, Marlena.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. So we are going to go to, phone number ending in 9555.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Marlena?
Marlena, yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Go ahead.
I have a question with You know, with watching, like, let's say, horror movies or all the spooky movies, is that be sort of influencing the environment at home?
Definitely, yes.
Yes.
Good question.
Yeah, because also it, as you're watching that, it triggers your emotions to fear, right?
Well, yeah, it triggers me. Like, my husband enjoys them, and he doesn't fear any of it. And I'm very scaredy cat of any little things.
Yeah, so, see, the portal gets open to fear, triggers, emotions, right? That's why men actually like drama, you know, like action films, right? Mm-hmm. And us women are more geared to a more relaxing, loving, funny kind of shows. So right now, especially now with Halloween, there's so many of those kind of shows on. And, you know, sometimes even at a movie, you know, you go to a scary movie. Mm-hmm. There's actually entities coming through the screen. Okay. So the process we did today, you know, keep yourself shielded from that. Yeah, and your TV.
Okay.
I'm just going to put up an energetic field right there over the TV. All right. And then I know we have worked together already.
Mm-hmm.
We're not done yet. Seeing results.
Like I was saying, with that, me being so scared, even like, you know, even little shadow, little somebody's doing boo, and like everything is so. Does that mean that I have an entity around me, or am I just such a scaredy cat?
Sometimes, you know, the fear itself is an open portal. All right. So when you feel scared, right, fear, just out loud say, this is not mine, I ain't afraid, you know, just abruptly say it out loud, and that way you're stopping any entities from, you know, even coming near you. So that's one of the easiest processes, you know. If he wants to watch that stuff, then you go do something else in the house. You know, let him watch it himself. Go play some vibrational high music.
Okay. And yeah. the clearing clearing for the house that you have, is that how long that last? Because I'm not planning to sell the house now, but maybe a year or two, or so that won't last that long, will it?
No. I usually do them, like, I start on Friday nights.
The
result from the clearing.
Yeah.
It usually, like, is pretty quick. You can actually ask Alara. We did some work. It was mm-hmm. pretty quick to find a new place real quick. Yeah.
Yeah, but she doesn't want something real quick. She wants to sell her house maybe in a year or two.
Right.
So,
when she is ready, okay,
yeah.
for
mm-hmm. the, then, right?
Yeah, for the package B, when you're ready for that, yeah. Right now, you can opt into, you know, the package A for you. And then when he's doing that or you feel fear, you know, start playing them.
Yeah, that would help.
Okay.
Definitely. I do it all the time.
Yeah,
okay.
That'll help for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but don't do package B right now if you have no intention of moving or selling or anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah,
it'll start activating.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Marlena. Thank you. I was gonna ask her, how was the process for you? But it was like, okay. Felt like she was complete. All right, so let me just go to the Q&A too, because, you know, we're going to go to the Q&A as well. Hold on, let me just check what we got. So I have Anna in Portland is asking, is there anything in my house that is causing all my health issues? That's pretty general.
Yes, definitely, Anna. Well, let me see. Where are they? In your bedroom. Oh, let me just do something right now. And, yeah, I can see a lady standing in there, so hang on. I'm going to send angels in there and put up a net. We're going to hold that entity. It's a wayward spirit. And we're going to hold it in a net right now, in a container. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that thing's been there for like 3 lifetimes.
Oh, wow.
So what we want to do is we want to definitely work with this person to get rid of that. That's, you know, affecting that person's overall well-being. Mm-hmm. And I won't tolerate it. Oh, yeah. Wow. Definitely package A for that person.
So, Anna, take a look at package A.
Yes, please do. Faster the better to clear that thing completely out and, you know, off of Anna.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run energy of healing around her now anyway, so. And anybody else being affected in that same way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to bring in healing into their body and being and restoration. And I call it resurrection. You know, resurrection energy. And then she can write in and let us know what she's experiencing, you know, during this call.
Perfect.
Wow.
Good.
Wow.
All right. So I have a question from Vioma, I hope I'm saying it right, Vioma, and they're asking, could we be carrying energy from the places we have been to or stayed at, or the previous occupants there? My last flat had a pimp staying before us, and I sensed things and was a terrified kid. Also, my school at that time was right next to a brothel, and I often felt hopelessness when I saw people from there.
Yes. Mm. That's a definite yes. I don't know where they're living now. Let me just take a look at them. Yeah, there's a lot of gray energy. Wow, around that person. And there's still some negative effects and emotions and feelings left in that space. And then I see like 3 men, actually. 3 men figures.
Mm-hmm.
That were kind of like attached to her, negatively affecting her. I'm going to bring in light there and bring some peace in there right now. No one should have to be experiencing that their whole life. Enough's enough. Yeah, okay. Whew, let that continue with that person.
Okay, perfect. And so now we're going to go back to the phone lines. We're going to go to the phone number ending in 8854. Hello? 8854? Yes? No? San Diego, maybe? Nope. Okay. Going, gone. No worries. Okay. So we're going to go to, let's see. We're going to go to phone number ending in 1764. 1764.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Rochelle.
Hello.
Hi, Rochelle.
Hi, Rochelle.
I remember you calling before.
Yes, actually, I was the one that was gifted a package on your show back in
right.
July.
Yes, I remember now. Yeah, cool.
Well, I called in today because I love Marlena's processes, but when I found out she was doing this package, I've told her recently, even just yesterday, that thanks to her and her processes, you know, I finally got into a townhouse, but that brings up whether, you know, there needs to be any cleansing on it or not, because I've kind of experienced some depression and anxiety since moving into this house.
Mm.
So mm-hmm. I'm wondering if there's anything there that I need to be aware of.
Yeah, it's like the energy, the emotional energy that was left in there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, from other people.
Oh, okay. Now, see, there was a murder on the property like a couple of months, well, maybe a month and a half before I moved in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that affects it or not, but...
Yes, it does, Rochelle. And wow, we don't want it affecting you or your home anymore.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
You know, like clearing energy around you right now.
Thank you.
In the process we did, you can please come back and listen to the replay as many times as you need to get that amped up and keep it there.
Okay.
Because that stuff like that is not yours. See, the emotions you feel in that place,
mm-hmm.
that is coming from all the things that ever occurred there.
Okay.
Being, you know, somebody got, you know, murdered there. So there was not only murder, there was death. And that's definite demonic, you know?
Yeah.
That's nothing to play with. So, wow. Yeah. Even, wow. I'm sensing like for you, even though you're mm-hmm. staying there,
mm-hmm.
we should do A and B because there was murder there.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Yeah. So I don't want you to be afraid of it.
I'm not.
That's why
I'm coming to you.
Yeah, this is my new space.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if you sense depression or whatever them things are that aren't even yours, mm-hmm. turn on some, you know, high vibrational music.
Okay.
You know, even if it's dance music.
Okay.
If you're sad and you start dancing.
That's true.
Right? Your whole energy system shifts, whether you want to or not, you know?
Yeah.
And have you painted the house at all yet?
No, not yet.
That's the easiest and quickest and cheapest fix is paint. Fresh paint will help, too.
Yeah, I'd say light colors, right? Light?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Definitely yellow. Definitely some white and yellow.
Okay. All right, I'll do that. Well, mm-hmm. thank you. I appreciate that help.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michelle. Glad you called in.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, ladies. It was great to talk to you again.
You too.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Nice. Yeah, good. Okay, so how are we all doing, everyone? We're doing good? Let's see, where was I? All right, so I have a question from Bianca. And she says, I sometimes sense a presence in various rooms of my home, but because I'm so new to sensing energies around me, I do not know whether it is a friendly presence or not. Is there any way for me to know if energy I sense around me is positive or negative?
Yeah, those are, wayward spirits, monitoring spirits. All right. They, they don't want to leave the space, you know, from there. They're used to that, and they're kind of like they want to know what you're doing.
Hmm.
You know, they're like investigators, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel them, you know, like someone's watching me. I feel it, you know. So I call them monitoring spirits. And sometimes, like if they get worse, then you know, they will be actually touching you, brushing against you, just to put fear in you, right? Because sometimes they don't want anybody in their space. They think they still own it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So we have to work on clearing that, definitely. And, yeah, each caller, even if they don't get through the line, like the one we had, each time they call in, running more energy around them, like shielding them again.
Great. Thank you. All right. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 6631. 6631.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Pat.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm so glad to hear you're enjoying your new home and life and all's good.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Marlena, hello. I love my house. My husband and I are in our most humble home we've ever had, and it's our happiest home. I want to own it. And that's where I'm at with that. I just love it, and I just want to know it's always going to be mine.
Yeah, so are you renting now or renting to own?
No, we have a mortgage, but I just want to own it.
Okay, so, let me see. Well, actually, you know, when it's paid in full, you own it in full, right? So that's what you want to bring in, right?
Right.
And then clear.
And for some reason, when I was on hold, it came to me that the owners who originally lived here, there's only been one owner, and they lived here for maybe 30 years, whatever. They were sorry they sold it. And that just came up to me, and I don't know why I thought of that.
No, I know why it came up to you. The angels were revealing to you so you could, you know, share that here, okay? That makes a lot of sense, you see, because, like I said, the old owners or whatever are still like attached to it, you know? Mm-hmm. So if you would like to clear all that stuff and remove that, then come and work with me, because I know how to remove that. And then you don't have to live in worry and fear or confusion anymore. There's a lot of confusion energy. So, you know, as I'm talking to you, I'm doing energetic work, clearing some of that for you, and then opening up your energy field and your spouse's as well to receive and allow that to happen, to be your experience.
Yeah, it would just be the greatest thing. And I'm learning so many different modalities, so I'm kind of getting confused how to ask for things. Because I like this, you know, and I feel like I just want that one true asking to own my home.
Right.
And feeling like it's
the right place. You came to the right call today.
I think I did.
Yeah. Because, you know, not only do we want to own our space, our self, our body space, we want to own our power, right?
Right.
Our power in our home, too. I don't care if you live in a tent, right?
Yeah.
That is your sacred space. Your home, your land, right, needs to be cleansed.
Yes.
So that all that stuff from the past is washed away. And then the energy can open up so you can start to receive and it will manifest quickly.
And I love that. That's what I'm hoping. Because we've moved a few times. And then when we found this place, like I said, it's the most humble ever. And we absolutely love it here. I named it Sunshine.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that.
Say hi, Sunshine. I say goodbye, Sunshine. I'll be home. I love my home. So thank you. I think you're helping me. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for that call. I love it.
And hey, Pat, I wanted to let you know, I still have the beautiful violet flame picture that you sent me, painting.
You do? Oh, my God.
It's on my dresser in my bedroom.
Oh, I'm so pleased. I'm so pleased. That makes me feel really good. Thank you.
Yeah. I still love it. So thank you for that. That was an inspiration for me to start painting, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
We are all creative.
I was thinking about painting today, and now you're here on the call, so it's like, you know what? I'm going to get my stuff out tomorrow and start painting something.
Oh, and I'm painting right now, so thank you, all of you. I truly appreciate it. Is there anything else I should do, or just dream it?
Well, I wouldn't say just dream it, because we have to take action steps.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't say dream it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I'm confused. How?
Right. So with today, like, being that you're on this wonderful high vibrational call here, and the angels drew you in. So, wow, yeah. We want to clear out your space. So I would say to grab package A for you, and then we're going to, you know, clear all that out of your way, because even source is backing you up. That's why you came to the call, right? You could have been doing anything else.
Yeah. Oh, I fought to get on, to sit down at this moment, because I've just had so much going on today, and I looked at the clock, I go, oh, no. Gotta do this.
Right. I'm glad you made it.
Thank you.
Today, since you're painting, do you do canvases and things?
Yes.
Yeah, so paint a beautiful angel that comes to your mind.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, I got chills, Todd. I got chills. Oh, my goodness.
I just got confused. Like, which one? But I'll do it. I'll do it.
Yeah,
it'll come.
Matter. Like, it doesn't have to be any specific angel. Just tune in and ask the angels to help you create it. And then you can, you know, send the photo of it to Alara, and she can send it to me.
Yeah, that would be great. I would love to see it.
Okay, I won't be critical of myself. I'll paint what comes to me.
Don't be critical. Don't judge. Don't judge
anything, because you are, you know, creative being with a gift and a talent to be used and shared.
Definitely.
And that can also, believe me, bring in a lot of income.
Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you. I think being here just makes me feel that I can do that.
You can. You can. I'm so inspired by you. So, yay, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
All right. I'll do this. Thank you. And package A. I like that.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Glad you called in, Pat.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow.
I love her painting, her art that she does. It's really, really nice. It's so cool. It inspired me. I just, like, it's beautiful. I can't do that myself, you know, but she's really good.
You can come over here, Alara. You'd have to fly, and then you'd have to go paint the back bedroom here the rest of the
night. Oh, yeah.
I started painting it in a beautiful, beautiful green, and then I had to stop, you know, so I have to complete that. But this has been, you know, a really, like, awesome call thus far.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just going to the Q&A here so that, where was I? I have Anita. Anita is asking, would you please scan my energy field and clear me from blocks to physical issues in my uterus and digestive system? And would you please also clear blocks to meeting my marriage partner?
Yes.
I love how Marlene just says, yes. It's like, okay.
Well, why not? You know,
why not?
I work with all these things. I'm not just one, which is amazing, because some people are just, they do one thing. I've been gifted to do whatever comes my way. It's leaving.
Yeah.
So, yeah, with this person here, it has to do a lot with their heart chakra. And a lot of hurts and disappointments. So, wow, yeah. There's some grief energy and heartache, which also is affecting their, you know, digestive system and reproductive stuff. Wow. So we're going to run some, you know, healing energy around that person, send angels to do angelic surgery, is what I call it.
Nice.
Yeah. And then also Epsom salt. Time to soak in Epsom salt and clear some of the toxins out. That would help that person a lot. Wow. amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, just let that continue and we'll move forward.
Okay, so just a quick comment. Lita, you can call back in. I did see you on the phone with your hand raised, but then you left. So if you want to call back in, you know, you can. So, 'cause I saw your name somehow. All right, so I have a question from Dee, and she says on the Q&A, the last two owners of my home lost the home to foreclosure and were only in the home for about a year. However, I have been in the house for 9 years and keeping up on the payments. I'm starting a new business out of my home now and want to make sure the old energy of the past two owners are gone to ensure abundance and prosperity to come to my new business. Oh, any help and guidance, greatly appreciated. Oh, thank you so much, Dee, for asking that. That's a great question.
Yeah, definitely, because I myself have, you know, done that for myself as well
mm-hmm.
when I moved and everything and then started a different, you know, line of work here, a couple lines of work. I never have one stream of income. Always learn to have two or three or four coming in.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my way. I'm able to manifest it. Now, this woman here, yeah, wow, okay. There's some energy that's a little bit dark around from her shoulders up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's almost like a mask kind of energy that was put over her to not be seen, to not be heard. Okay, and that's where a fear comes up in her, you know? You can sense the fear in the question itself.
Yeah.
Right?
Or the doubt or the insecurity a little bit, right? Not enough confidence? Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, maybe she's just being proactive.
Yeah, definitely. Take action steps, number one. Decide for yourself, you know, what you're going to tolerate, what you're not going to tolerate, what you're going to do, what you're not going to do, right? That's number one, when you're going to do what you're doing. And then two, you know, you want to get clear yourself and clear that new space.
Yeah.
Definitely. But there's energy running around her now. That comes from her ancestral line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking up like, wow, seven generations of it.
Mm.
Not feeling good about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not feeling good enough is one of the patterns coming up arising. So,
right.
You know, we're going to start removing that.
Yeah, I have that pattern too. If you can remove that for me, that'd be great.
Oh, definitely, because you are worth it. You're more than you think. You're more than you ever known. We're going to clear that from your field. That comes from, I see it in your mother's field. So let's remove her belief systems away from you.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't need your services anymore. She loves you. We love you. We send unconditional love. And we're going to clear that all the way through. All the way through,
mm-hmm.
wherever it came from, delete that program now and detach Alara from it. Alara is of the light now, of the highest truth, and she is successful and powerful and radiant. And anything other than that is no longer allowed in her energy field, in her mind, or in any of her systems in her body.
I got chills all over.
Yep. They're detaching now all that junk. So let it keep going.
Yep.
I love that when, you know, I do what I do and people are like, whoa, you know?
Yeah. So Dee, let us know how that resonates with you and what you're experiencing, okay, as well. Because Marlene is also working on you still as well, so.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Good.
Yeah. Wow. Oof.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So we're ready to go back to the phone lines?
Definitely.
Okay, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 8854. So, hello, Lita? Yeah?
Yes, can you hear? Yes, am I loud and clear?
Yeah, you are. Go ahead.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much. Yeah, I've had such interference trying to get through and trying to do so many things. The other night, what happened is I felt something grab me at the base of my skull. Mm-hmm. And it was very violent, and so I reacted violent. I said, you are not going to do this. Get away from me. And it went away. But the next few days, I could feel a presence in the apartment, and I went out and I slept on the couch. And the next morning, yesterday morning, I woke up, I stood up, and it was like someone took their hand and pushed me back down into the couch. Now, this didn't feel violent. And later I was thinking maybe it was an angel that would stop me from falling because I was very dizzy. And I've remained dizzy the last 2 days, and this is highly unlike me. I don't usually have anything like that going on.
Okay, so okay, let's see. You got to balance you right now.
Thank you.
Balancing the ears. Yeah. We're going to remove the high-pitched, undetectable vibrational sound waves. Believe it or not. That are affecting you in that space. Coming from other galaxies. Yeah, because a lot of us are so, well, sensitive, super sensitive, you know. So balance and harmony back into your body, back into your chakras, back into your system. Anything in that home, let me see where it is. Yeah, there is a male entity.
Uh-huh.
Okay, hang on. Sense like in a corner. Is there a closet in the corner area?
Well, not really.
Okay, because I see it like a closet. It's like this thing tries to hide and not be noticed, but then it's becoming a problem where it's actually, you know, trying to hold you down, trying to say you're mine. Okay. So anywhere in your life that you open portals to demons, are you willing to shut them now?
Yes.
All right. Oh, wow. Did you ever experience anybody, I don't know, around you doing some kind of dark stuff, dark magic, Ouija boards, anything like that?
Yes.
Okay, that's where it came from, sweetie. Yeah. And this guy, I'm hearing him actually say stuff, so I'm going to shut him up.
Good.
Yeah, he's trying to tell me why, and I don't, yeah, I'm not even going to bother to share that why, but yeah, just a little bit of the question was good enough, you know? So, wow, I'm so glad you got through. See, he was trying to interfere, even so, with you getting through, because he knows who I am.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, so let's you know, keep clearing you, and wow, yeah, I would love if you could come in and grab package B today. It comes with A and B to get rid of that, because that's a physical one. That's a physical
one. Definitely, yeah. Definitely, definitely. And I just want to say really quickly, too, is that I listened to your 24-karat gold package, and I've had interference, unbelievable. I won't go into detail. And I went to the beach. I've been going to the beach, and the beach that I go to, it's in California. The mineral mica is in the sand, so it's little gold flecks all throughout the sand. And so I would stand on the water's edge and let my feet sink into it and do that exercise that you had said in one of your shows. I let my feet sink into it. Instead of it being soil, it was the sand. I let it wash over my feet, and I would picture the gold coming up through me. I did this whole visualization thing. And then it's funny, just doing that, you are really powerful, because just doing that, I was offered a free trip whenever I'm ready, out of the blue, and it seemed like wherever I would leaf through a book or paperwork, and there would be money in it.
Wow, nice.
It was awesome. So I can't wait to get that package and see what happens after that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would love if you would write in a testimonial or make a video testimonial. This way other people, you know, can see and have hope.
That's something else is possible for them, too.
They don't have to live in that fear and that poverty or whatever is going on in your life. Oh.
Just interruption after interruption. But this thing, this physical thing, and you're right, I felt it was a male energy, and it's gotten to the point where I can see something like floating even when I'm out in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
I can really feel it in my bedroom. But
right.
I've started to see that, and so you're right, he is coming out of the shadows, and I'm not into it. I want him out of here.
Exactly. He knows who I am. And right now, he's, like I said, he's hiding in the closet, trying to hide, but there's no place to hide because I can actually see the thing and, you know, putting up a net over him. Like, you know how you capture something in a net?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's what I got him in right now. He's in a net.
When you put, say, an entity in a net, do you actually destroy them, or are they just captured and they can't escape, or?
Right now they're in the energetic net, okay? And they can't go anywhere. They're stuck, they're trapped. So they can't perform anything else they were going to do. And they're getting prepared for wherever the angels during this package send them to, because each one of them goes where they're supposed to go to.
Oh, okay. That's
right.
Sounds,
some people keep sending them to, you know, this place or that place. I'm like, they need to be directed where they're going to go to, because they need to go find their own vibrational state. Right? Whatever matches with their issue that they had. it's really profound what I have learned, and I share it. And I'm so glad that you got through on this call today, because there's no reason why you should have to live like that.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful. I really am. I'm so grateful you're putting this out there, because so many people need it. And I know I certainly do. I used to live in San Francisco in old Victorian homes. And oh my goodness, there were all kinds of things there. And I say at night, I ask my angels to please keep any entities away and keep them out of my body and my mind. I can feel them in my mind. These negative thoughts will come in, and that's not me. And thanks to you, I say now when I hear that, hey, you know, like, who cares? You know, like, go away. It's, that's not me.
Right.
And that's really helped a lot.
Yeah, if we don't give them any response, you know, they're like, oh, darn it, you know, I'll go somewhere else and fuck somebody else, right? So, you know,
that's fine
I love to just tell them, hit the road. Like, if you have lack, here's a good one. You heard the song, you know, hit the road, Jack, and don't come back.
Oh.
I'm like, road lack, and don't you come back. And I'll sing it. I have a
sense. I know. I know the song well. I'll start
yeah.
singing it.
You changed words to protect the innocent.
That's wonderful. Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate all of this, and I'm hoping that what you just did will help to clear this dizziness. I mean, I already feel like I feel a lot better than I did.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a little thing to do because it has a lot to do with sinuses and feeling controlled and fearful, believe it. So, like, when you can, just grab, you know, your one ear lobe at a time, right, and lift it up, like, gently, you know, five times up in the air, just like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then wait a few minutes and do the other one and start clearing out your sinus cavities.
Oh, okay. And if I do like the neti pot, you know, where you do the saline solution up your nose, that would be good, huh?
Mm-hmm. And then for you also, if you feel like it, you can sit down and just even soak your feet in some Epsom salt.
Yes, I do that, yeah.
Yeah, and play some really, like, high vibrational music, something that brings joy into your heart and into your home.
Yeah, hit the road, Jack.
That's right.
But, yeah, oh, that's great. I will do those things, and thank you so much. I can't wait to work with you. I'm so excited about it.
I'm even more excited. Because I know what's about to happen.
Yay! Good. Yeah, we love it, Lita.
And thank you. And Alara, I love your energy. Your show is fabulous. Thank you so much for being there.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, ladies. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. All right. Glad she got in. Because she kept getting booted off.
Yeah. You know why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so just a quick feedback from D. Remember, we were talking not to D, but you know, she had a question earlier, and she said, "Wow, thanks for taking my question." Marlene's comment was spot on about the not being seen or heard. I was just told that there was a controlling life force, limiting energy that is part of my mother's line, who doesn't feel accepted for who you are, that is trying to affect me being seen or heard for who I really am. So she says, what package would help me with this and my home?
You can grab package A, sweetie.
Perfect. So deep, grab package A. So now, thank you for that wonderful segue. Let's just take a moment to talk about the two special offers, package A and package B. So if you're on the live page, just click on special offer. If you're on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Marlene14. That's Marlenea 14. So there's package A and package B. All right, Marlene, you want to talk about the two packages?
Definitely, yes. You got me clear on my throat. Woo!
Yeah.
And yeah, I've been talking for like 4 days straight. So anyway, that's okay. With my angelic house cleansing packages, I am offering them to every person on the planet. So please share this with other people. Let them hear the replay as well. Wow, this has been a long time coming for me. Now, the first package A is for actually clearing our space. So this one may take a few days to a week to work with. And I want you to go in order. Don't rush through them because we have to clear our space. I'm going to be training people with instructions on how to clear your space. I'll be guiding you every step of the way. And like I said, please start with this module in order to receive the maximum benefits of this package. All right. Mm-hmm. The second one, we want to clear all rooms of negative energy. All right. It's light waves of positive energy that are flowing from this track, lifting the overall vibration of the room. Can be played on a loop and in any area of your home. I sometimes thought I should take my track and also play it outside, right? So people can opt in to do that. You can mm-hmm. play it in an apartment, okay? So if you have neighbors, you know, attached to you in apartments, right? Play it in the hallway with the intention of also clearing their places and spaces too, because you're all connected, all right? The next track is Whispers of Angels. Absolutely amazing angelic invitation into your home and the heart. Comes with a channeled message that I received as I was creating this track. So that I love. The next one is great for those people being attacked, okay, or they're in fear to go to bed. prayer to the archangels. Pray along and believe in the words you are speaking as the archangels show up in response to our prayer. We are joining together in this. I took that actually right out of the Psalms, and I use it every single day. I add names into it as I'm going, family members as well. The next one is really fun. Angelic Feather Dusters, where I'm calling upon the angelic house cleansing team. The sweet, loving, incredible beings are going to be showing up to do a complete house cleaning. I invoke them to use their angelic feather dusters as we walk through your entire home, dusting out every crack and corner inside and out. Play this once a week to keep your space heavenly clean. Okay? The next one, Angel of Protection. We're calling upon the Angel of Protection to stand guard over your home and family. The angel will actually be standing on the roof of your home that this is played in and watching over it day and night. Okay? That's awesome. Use it every day, every night. If you're scared to go to bed or some kind of thing is bothering you, play that thing. Silence is golden. It's a totally silent track to use anywhere it is needed to remove entities and dark energy. During the playing of this, you may hear noises as the entities are being removed. You can play this on a loop, use it in a new apartment, a home, if you go to hotels, you know, clean them definitely, while visiting places such as your family for the holidays. Play it. They won't even know it's on. If you go visit somebody, play it. You can play it while you're going shopping, right, in Walmart or whatever. Play it at your job if you're having problems at your job. Play it if you're doing your business, you know. That's an excellent track. You can use it anywhere. Nobody's going to know what you're doing, right, except the angels and you and I. The next one is Angelic Healing Music. Be incredibly blessed as I channeled the most heavenly music ever. Playing this will have your home filled with healing angels. Experience a piece of paradise. There are three tracks in here. The first track is Whispers of Angels. Okay. The second track is Realms of Heaven. And the third track is the Healing Portal. They are so beautiful. Awesome. Then I also added in prayers. You can print them out. You receive a set of prayers that you can print out and simply pray anywhere at any time. May you experience heavenly peace, harmony, bliss, joy like you've never known, and abundance in every area of your life. And I send you angelic love. That one is package A for everybody on this call. The next package B that I'm offering is actually I will be doing an angelic house cleansing remote ceremony. You'll receive a set of instructions afterward as I am guided by Archangel Michael. You're getting a video here with a cleansing process to remove old self-limiting beliefs, traits, and patterns. Your inner mirror portrays images of yourself out into the world and is mirroring back into your life what is portraying out. So we want to clear you. Then I'm going to do the ceremony. Okay, you can have this ceremony performed where you are living, your place of business, a property you'd like to sell, apartments you are renting, or land you own or farm on. Each ceremony will begin at midnight and continue until it has been completed. The angels and I will travel remotely to that location. Each ceremony will begin at midnight and continue. The angels are going to be going into the home, under the home, around the home, everywhere they need to go, all right? We are going to be removing, okay, clearing out all dark energy, entities, attachments, old residue from former tenants, owners, builders, including negative emotions, thoughts, feelings, arguments, if there was abuse, drugs, sickness, death, murder, satanism, witchcraft, bad karma, divorce, debt, foreclosure, vows, contracts, evil agreements, and the like, okay? Angels will be sent under the land as well to clear out the pipelines, wiring, and soil. A team will be working to clear the grass, the trees, the fences, the roof, the foundation. Another team will be sent inside the property and begin clearing and cleansing every crack and corner of the space. Once the ceremony is completed, a special angelic seal is placed over the entire property by Archangel Michael. And then I believe that today, Alara will be adding in my very high vibrational video that I just completed. It is very high pitched sounds that I created through a video, and I believe it's an hour and 1 minute long as guided today to add to this package. Mm-hmm. Wow. So that there, do not wear headphones because it's very high pitched. You can play it on a loop. So what I say when you get that is right click right on the video and go about your business. You can play that 24 hours a day.
So Marlene, if you refresh your page, the description should be there now. It says Magical Marlene's Angelic House Cleansing Video.
Yeah, I just pulled up this one before the call and just went with it.
Perfect.
But good, it's there. And I just, you know, I just want to let everybody know that you have the right to live in your home without this negative activity happening to you. It's not your fault, all right? And I noticed since, you know, the eclipse, a lot of interferences are happening, a lot of negative emotions, a lot of people, you know, acting out in anger and rage, right? So if any of you experience that, just let it, you know, flow out and know that they're not really mad at you, right? They're actually getting set free because they were holding that all in. And they're not angry at us whatsoever. They're angry at something else. So we're just going to flow it out. And I believe in about 2 days from what I hear, that energy will be shifting. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree.
Mm.
All right. So, yeah. So please do take a look at those two special offers, Package A and Package B, and see which one resonates with you. And it is possible to clear and shift the energy that is in your space and around you. Okay?
Yeah. One thing before I forget, when you opt into Package B, send like photos, okay, of the front and the back of the property. And if you are experiencing, just say, in a certain room, take a photo of that room, okay, and email it to me because we really want to get into it deep, into mm-hmm. the root of the issues and get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, perfect. So do you want to... So was there anything else that you needed to do, like any other?
Yeah, right now while we're doing this, why don't we activate some water?
Mm-hmm. Right? Perfect.
So I don't forget because I have these notes on my side. Okay, so the first thing is we are all water. You know, our bodies inside are water. So what I want to do is begin a total clearing. I'm calling in the angels right now to assist in this. I call in the angels that also are assigned to stir up this water and clear and cleanse it, removing greed energy. But inside the body, anywhere in our body systems, wow, where the water energy is low vibrational, feeling dehydrated, not enough liquid flow for some reason, anything that's stopping anybody on this call from receiving the right balance, the right frequency, the right higher vibrational water. Be cleared, restored, renewed right now. And then we're going to go into the next set of this, where if you have water right now, that's great. If you don't, you can get it on the replay and do this again.
Mm-hmm.
But you can set your intention over this water. We're going to clear it right now of all greed energy. That's the first thing to clear. We're going to clear anything that is in this water, attached to the water, that is not clear and pure right now. We're going to send the angels in to stir it up right now and bring forth also physical healing right now into the water, charge it up. And this water, we're going to also add in the ability, if you have any entities inside of you, when you partake in this water, our intention here is to wash them out, eliminate them out. If you have, you know, sicknesses of any kind, our intention is to heal you of that and the root cause of it. And let the water vibration flow. Let it flow right now into the angelic realm, into the heavenly realm, to be cleared, adjusted, balanced right now, harmonious right now with heaven. Back to the original blueprint state, Creator intended water to be pure. And we're going to also add in some holiness into it so that you can do this process again and get some spray bottles and begin spraying and clearing your property inside now. Spray yourself, spray your children, your animals, spray your food, refrigerators, stoves, clothing, shoes, cars. Open your car doors. Clear them out. I actually walk around my property, spraying it on my house, up towards the roof. I sprayed it in the mailbox. Yeah. And let's just let that integrate now and activate it to the highest vibrational water ever. There you go. That is complete now. Thank you, Source. Thank you, angels. Wow. That feels so good.
Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, wow. Are we getting like any other questions, Alara?
I was just going to say, we did so much on the call, but yeah, we still have questions on the Q&A. We still have callers with their hands raised.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any, like, you see or feel, let's just say, you can tune into that haven't been addressed on the webcast, anything different?
Yeah, so here's, you know, there's one on the Q&A that I think is really, they could really use your help.
Okay.
So this is, I hope I say your name properly, Sadia, and she says, me, my son, and my mom have been having huge arguments and fights in my home. Also, since I moved in 2014, I've been sick, have no friends, isolated, no love and prosperity. Can you please clear me and manifest the money, as I'm also in disability, social assistance, my immigration processes have also been stuck, and I freeze in fear when I have appointments.
Yeah, so let's see. We're going to start running some healing around her. removing the stress, first of all, removing the stress and the
and the overwhelm, right?
Overwhelm. Right. And then the triggers that, like, I got a meeting, you know, so that's triggering that. She can answer yes, you know, out loud. We don't need to hear her, but source needs to hear this, and so does her brain. Are you willing to accept changes right now? With ease and grace. If you are, say yes.
Yeah.
And we're
going to
run. Yes. And we're going to run that ability right now. Ability to receive. And we're going to remove all that controlling energy, fight or flight energy, poverty mentality energy. Fear of, you know, there's a lot of fear of change. And wherever you accepted this as a, you know, your life has to be this way to be somehow sick or something. We're going to clear that out now because that is not the plan for your life. And anywhere you bought into that, are you ready to let that go now and be the change that you want to experience by taking action?
Yes, yes, yes. Right now,
letting go of the fear. That would be great. And then also around the family, the kid, the mom, all that tension, all the ancestral baggages they're carrying, drop the baggages down. Put down the boxing gloves. Yeah. We're going to put up a protection shield between her and them right now. And the ability to understand where they're coming from. They're not really mad at her. And vice versa. It's just the stress energy. So, well, yeah, package A would be great for that person to play in that house, even the silent track.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. And I believe, Alara, right, you keep it available for a while, right?
Yep, it'll be available for until, like, January, end of December, probably.
Right. So if this person also, like, they're on disability, and that's wonderful for right now, but would really love to experience more income, write down what your gifts are that you can do no matter where you are, no matter what your condition may be in your mind that's trying to stop you and make you believe that you can't have any other thing but this income. Okay.
And this is for everybody, not just for Sadia.
Exactly. So anybody that wants to have a better experience, be open to receive the possibilities to use your gifts and talents, right? So just say you're disabled and you're in your house and you feel like this is the way my life is, it stinks, right? That's depression, and that's the entities, you know, opening to come in and bug you. So just say enough's enough. I'm going to do this now. What is it that you would like to do that is better for you, that feels good for you, such as the one lady likes to paint.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Some people, you know, they like to create things. And then if you are able to create things or bake or anything, you know, you can actually offer them, you know, online, like such as eBay or Etsy. There's all kinds of places that are real legitimate ways to create income, right?
Yeah.
So if the other people have been experiencing, like, you know, loss, grief, whatever that is, and you might not be able to find employment in your old field, I learned to say, okay, that's good. Thank you, Source, for the time I had there. What else, you know, would I love to really do? Something totally different, right? One thing, this is a good story, and it comes from California. Guy lost his really good paying job, and he was like, what can I do? And he loved to walk, and it's true. You can find it on the internet. Instead of walking pets or watching pets, he said, you know what? He got an idea, inspiration. I'm going to walk people. So he is now very popular. He takes walks with people every single day. He gets paid per mile. It's just an awesome idea. So I'm like, wow, you know, he started posting like on Facebook, Craigslist, you know what I'm saying? So why not try something different? You know, sometimes we're done with that place we worked in.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, back in the day there, a couple years back, a lot of people lost their jobs. So, you know, they had a shift. So they went to pet sitting and dog walking. And, you know, now this guy is doing people walking. What else is possible?
Yeah, exactly. I love that.
Yeah.
Perfect. Good. All right. So. All right. So let's take one more live caller.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 6300. 6300. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Darlene.
Hi, Darlene. You had a question for Marlene?
Well, I we're doing clearings and things. My daughter is getting married next week, and obviously she's moved out of my house, and I would really like to clear a lot of her energy out. I know that sounds terrible.
No, it's a good idea.
No, that's good. And then also, you know, without you being aware of it, it's like, you know, there's like a little bit of, fear, you know, of being, you know, without her. So can we clear that now?
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Awesome. And that you have the, the power inside of you to maintain your peace and joy about her being separated from you now and living her own life without anger or judgment. Yeah, so let's clear that. Definitely. And package A definitely will clear out the home of any, you know, if there was arguments or fights or any of that. We'll clear all that out. And then we want to run beautiful, loving, lasting energy around your daughter and her husband-to-be, that everything works out for her.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There you go. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm just kind of floating here, and my cat has jumped up on my lap and won't leave me alone.
Always. Yeah, always, because when I do this, sometimes, like, I'll ask the person a question, right? And before they can answer, the dog will bark. the dog himself is actually saying yes. The cat, the same thing. The cat is now, your cat, I had people where their cat or dog would hide and never come out. And I get on the call and the dog and cat are going nuts to get in the room with the person.
Mm-hmm. They love energy. They do.
Yeah, they do. They're great. They're awesome. And, you know, they know what is in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't see any bad entities in my house. I never...
No, it's just emotion. Sorry.
Okay.
Tickle my throat.
That's just energy moving.
Yeah.
That's all right. We're going through a lot of energy clearing here today, so.
Yeah, so just take a few deep breaths, Darlene, and that'll give Marlene a chance to, you know, also be okay.
I'm fine. I just, when you get that tickle in your throat, it changes your vocals.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's okay. You know, I'm like, okay, you got a tickle there, you know, something funny. It's almost like a feather is tickling my throat. So that's okay. Maybe it's an angel. It's all right. It's not a dark energy. I just, you know, I've been talking, like I said, for like 4 days straight, making calls and helping people with sessions and creating MP3s, and, you know, it's nonstop. So
that's true. She's been busy.
Yeah.
Good.
But
so how are you feeling now, darling?
Well, my cat is still in my lap. He's trying to get into my face. No, I feel just very peaceful.
Good.
But this hasn't been bad energy. It's just I know there's a change, and I just wanted it to move to her new place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I can clear out and make the house my own.
Nothing wrong with that. Good idea.
Yeah. Yes, I feel wonderful.
Good.
Yeah, and your cat's like, you know, loving this peaceful state because, see, nature, that's the state they are. They aren't upset. And if you look at a dog, this is really good, and you can practice this yourselves, people. Watch a dog when he gets water on him. He shakes it off, and he keeps going. Right?
Yeah.
I've done that. Like, I'll come out of a store, and before I get my car, I say it out loud, too. I don't care who's listening. I'm like, I'm shaking off anything that tried to attach to me in that store. Delete, delete, delete. I shake myself just like an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are all, you know, one, really. We're all alive and our hearts beating, and we all have energy fields, right? And us higher vibrational beings, you know, we want to keep ourselves clear. And we want to keep joy in ourselves. So whatever it takes, is everybody willing to maintain joy? If you are, just say yes and receive it now.
Yeah.
Joy on this call like never before. Sudden laughter outburst. And, you know, laughter is good medicine, number one. Mm. And two, money follows joy. So when you're joyous and happy, money will start showing up better for you. Okay? And the angels love what we're doing here today.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been great.
Wow. Yeah. I'm still in bliss. It's going to be a few hours before I come out of this state.
Oh, absolutely.
Whoa. Feels awesome, though. This is the state we should be in all the time.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. That feels so good, Alara.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's almost like we can all just, like, take a nap, you know, and not even end the call. Just let it play while we're all napping in this beautiful energy. It feels so relaxing, you know?
Yeah, and, I mean, I'm hot now. Like, I'm sweating. I'm no longer cold, that's for sure, so...
Yeah,
it's been a really high vibrational call, and so much, you know, wonderful wisdom and processes at the same time. So I was going to ask you before we go, do you have any other last words of wisdom for our beautiful listeners other than go back and listen to this replay again and again?
Yeah, well, we have that, but everybody that, you know right now that you care about, right? What we want to do is we want to send them the same loving, blissful energy right now. Just let it come out of your heart and spread to everybody on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just send out this loving bliss right now, angelic speed. Being sent out to like California where the, you know, fires are going and all these other places with earthquakes and storms and hurricanes and all the people involved, we're just going to send out such joy like they've never known. I love to do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are loving high vibrational people, unlike anyone else on the planet. We are the ones that Source has called to the front lines, I call it, to send out unconditional love, no matter what it takes. We ought to change our perspective towards that and just shift it right back into unconditional love and understanding that what's really going on is they are hurting or they are, you know, full with entities. So keep our states up high. And thank you so much for allowing me to share my gifts with you, Alara, and with all these beautiful, loving beings on this call.
Oh, absolutely. It was so much fun and such a gift you are, Marlene. So thank you. And for all of you who, you know, this resonated with, this call resonated with, please do take a look at the special offers, package A and package B, and choose the one that resonated with you. And also Marlene mentioned for some of you which ones to get and, you know, which ones would be most relevant for you or most helpful. So please do take those. And so they are available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Marlene14, M-A-R-L-E-N-E-A 14. They'll be on the replay page and the replay email that will be coming out shortly. All right, so thank you so much, everyone. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for taking the time to come on. I know we didn't get to everybody, but we'll definitely have to have Marlene back, right?
Yeah, really soon I will be manifesting that.
Yeah, so we'll definitely have to have Marlene back so that you can talk with her some more and you know, learn and receive from her as well. So thank you. So until, you know, until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness, sending you all much love and blessings always. Thank you. Thank you so much, Marlene.
You are so welcome. Angel blessings.
Bye for now, everyone.